If you, in your work, in your career, in your education, have never cried out to God for help as a believer, you are leaving a lot on the table. There's so much that God has for us in this, because He makes a distinguishing between His people and the people of the world. How do I know this? Because God said so. Okay, we are in Isaiah chapter 4. And Isaiah chapter 4 is where he introduces this concept of the branch. We talked about this last time. But let me give you some context for how amazing this book is. Isaiah introduces so much to us for the first time. First time it's introduced throughout the Hebrew Scriptures. And some people, you know, there's a book called The Gospel According to Isaiah. And then there's another book by John MacArthur, The Gospel According to God, speaking of the book of Isaiah. There is so much that is laid out here for the first time, and many things in the book of Isaiah that aren't revealed any other place. So this is, for example, where we have the virgin birth. But it is so apparent. It is, when we speak, for example, of Isaiah 53, this whole prophecy where you have the gospel message, how Jesus gives of himself for us. And that actually starts in Isaiah 52, verse 13 onward, verse 13 through 15. And then it picks up in Isaiah 53. So it's Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 12, the entire chapter. Isaiah 53 is 12 verses, long verses. And so when we speak of Isaiah 53, we mean at the end of Isaiah 52 and the beginning of Isaiah 53, because, of course, those chapter and verse breaks are not inspired. They were later insertions that help us to study the Scriptures. That's what these are about. But this book is so vivid and so clear on the teachings concerning the Messiah Jesus that what happened before the finding of the Dead Sea Scrolls in the 1930s, there were rabbis that even would say that these texts in the book of Isaiah, some rabbis would say these texts in the book of Isaiah were later insertions by Christian theologians into the text, because it is just too crazy, amazing, of talking about Jesus. And then when the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in the 1930s, which date back to before the first century, before Jesus was born, and clearly date back, then we had the prophet Isaiah. And there's more texts in the Dead Sea Scrolls, there's more texts about the prophet Isaiah than any other texts in the Dead Sea Scroll. And there's more from Isaiah 52, verse 13, through the end of Isaiah 53, than any other of those texts. And so it became apparent they couldn't use it. And what they were saying was, okay, you were the guys who said this was too vivid about Jesus, and now we find that it's very clear it was there in the original text. What are you going to do with it now? This is the Scriptures that we get to look into. So let's read from Isaiah chapter 4. We'll pick it up at verse 2, because this is where the whole new thought comes in. Because just above that, was speaking about the tribulation period. And so in verse 2, it begins with this new thought. In that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth will be the pride and adornment of the survivors of Israel. It will come about that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who is recorded for life in Jerusalem. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and purged the bloodshed of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. Then the Lord will create over the whole area of Mount Zion and over her assemblies a cloud by day, even smoke, and the brightness of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory will be a canopy, and there will be a shelter to give shade from the heat of the day and refuge and